From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. The death of Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez is dominating the news cycle around the world today, and the Miami Herald's South America Bureau Chief Jim Wiss is now in country gathering reaction as Venezuelans get ready for his funeral on Friday. I spoke with Jim this morning from the capital of Caracas and asked him about the mood of the nation and what happens next.
You know, last night, there were a lot of people on the street in the plaza and in front of the military hospital, a lot of people crying and chanting, "Long live Chavez." It was kind of a festive, mournful atmosphere. Then later in the night, that the streets were really deserted. There were a lot of people that were worried that there might be some sort of trouble, and so people cleared the streets. The big centerpiece for the day is going to be moving the president's body from the military hospital to the military academy, where he will lay in state for the next 7 days.
It's quite a contrast since we spoke a couple of weeks ago when President Chavez was returned to the country and you were in front of the hospital where people were celebrating and cheering, and there it seemed to be a lot of hope that maybe he would get better and that maybe he would get back into office.
Well, the government was always sending very mixed messages. And so people, I think here, they weren't surprised, but yet they were shocked. Many people expected Chavez to recover as he did in the past, and this time he simply didn't. So there are a lot of kind of stunned people here.
There is a sense of not knowing what happens next, although as we've been reading and hearing and as you've written on the pages of the Miami Herald, there is a process in place. Can you just explain what the next move is and the political future for Venezuela?
You know, last night there was kind of a parade of ministers and cabinet officials, basically all saying they will uphold the Constitution. And what the Constitution requires is for there to be new elections within 30 days. The administration has already said that Vice President Nicolas Maduro has its backing. He will be their candidate. The coalition of opposition forces has not yet chosen a candidate, yet most people think it'll be Miranda, Governor Enrique Capriles, who ran against Chavez in October. The funeral is on Friday, and I think after that, sort of the political calendar will be more clear. But as of this point, everybody's saying that, yes, there will be elections, and they will be held within 30 days.
And Jim, one final question. You're very busy. What about the repercussions for U.S.-Venezuelan relations? We're hearing a lot of talk here that there's hope that out of this might come a renewed a chance for the countries to resume diplomatic relations. What is the feeling there in Caracas?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I know that's the hope of a lot of people. And initially when people had talked about Maduro being a Chavez successor, there had been talk about how pragmatic he was and the fact that he might be a better bridge builder than Chavez. That hasn't shown itself yet. In fact, yesterday, Maduro expelled two U.S. diplomats. They were military advisors, the air attaché and the assistant air attaché. So relations are not good right now. You know, it'll be interesting to see who the United States sends, if anyone, to Friday's funeral. But again, you know, we're kind of in election and campaign mode again. So once someone wins from either side, I suppose that's when we'll get a real sense of what U.S.-Venezuelan relations could end up looking like.
That is Miami Herald South America Bureau Chief Jim Wiss this morning from Caracas, Venezuela. And you can find the latest updates on Hugo Chavez's death and what it means for Venezuela and South Florida at our website, WLRN.org. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.